Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone, and that's Congressman David Young. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. I know you were in the Atlantic community here just the last few days. We didn't have a chance to get our schedules synced up to hook up at that time, but you had a chance to visit with a lot of folks up at the Relay for Life last Friday night.
Hey, the Relay for Life is a great thing. You know, this is done in a lot of different communities, and it's about honoring those cancer survivors. They're real fighters, as you know. And as you know, cancer is that awful, dreaded disease that it seems to find its way into every family and affects the lives of so many Iowa families. And hats off to the survivors, but also we need to always keep in mind those who didn't survive and always honor their memory.
I know these are done all over the country, but isn't it great to see just what it's just a basic trait, a quality of Iowans, that we do want to be out there, we do want to volunteer, we do want to help.
And we want to celebrate life, and we want to connect with each other, those who have had the same experiences. I mean, it just enriches our stories, and it makes us stronger. And it's, you know, it's not a bad thing to be vulnerable and let our emotions show. It can make us stronger and grow us together tighter as people in a community.
Absolutely. Did you have a lot of chance to visit with folks while you were at the Relay for Life event?
I visited with a lot of folks. I walked some laps around that track, and I ate some ribs and had some cake, too.
Ooh, wow, that sounds good.
Well, you got to do that.
That's right. What kind of things did they want to talk about? Did anybody really want to talk a lot at that particular event about things that you are involved in?
Well, you know, I was listening to their stories, and, you know, I shared some stories, you know, of my own about, you know, my grandfather who died of cancer. You know, that was tough on a family, and so it's important to share those stories because, you know, we're all in it together. And then we talked a little bit about at the federal level some of the things that could be done regarding these awful diseases, and not just cancer, but so many other diseases as well. And there's a real effort, and it's a bipartisan effort, to really focus on research and development and finding cures for these awful diseases, and focusing funds at the National Institute of Health. And that's where our greatest scientists are, and that's where the greatest research is done. And so this is what we need to do, and that's one thing that the government can do, because not everybody has the funds and the equipment just to do their own research, and so we need to take advantage of this.
Yeah, I've heard time and again from folks who go off to serve in Congress is that, you know, everybody thinks that we do all of the work in Washington, D.C., but some of the most important work we do, they constantly tell me, happens back in the district.
It happens back in the district. You know, some of our best researchers and scientists, they're in our communities, and they work at hospitals, or they work for nonprofit groups that are, you know, anxiously every day trying to get to work to find cures for these diseases. And we've got some great universities and colleges in Iowa that are churning out some just really smart people with a passion to make life better for people and find cures.
I know, Congressman, you had a chance also recently to visit with the folks down at Atlantic Bottling and get a tour of the plant there. What were your thoughts?
Well, you know, these communities in the 3rd District in these 16 counties, there's so many great gems behind the closed doors that sometimes you just drive by and you don't always get to go in and visit with the folks. You know, folks who have not only provided jobs in our communities, but then the charity that comes out from not just owners of these companies and facilities, but also that charity is infectious as well to their workers. And so you just got a good, steady jobs here in our communities, and we've got the workforce. I mean, you know that, and it's just a matter of attracting employers, and also it's a matter of as well making sure that the government doesn't run amok with high taxes and burdensome regulations that makes life difficult for our entrepreneurs and our business folks who want to expand their businesses and hire more people.
And it's incredible to me when you get a chance to go and visit how many of the workers at Atlantic Bottling, they take ownership in the place. It's their plant. They're there for a very long time. They're very loyal, long-term employees. There might be a lot that folks could learn by studying something like that.
Some of these folks have been there for decades, and they're good. And they're there because they're great-paying jobs, and they want to be close to their family, and they want to be where they grew up. And they want to be a part of their community, and there's so many employers like this throughout the district who allow that to happen, whether it's Cardinal Glass over in Greenfield or Pella Windows down in Shenandoah. You find a lot of these facilities, ethanol plants as well, where just good-paying jobs, and it allows folks who grew up there in their small towns and our rural communities, like myself and Van Meter, who just want to work close to home.
Absolutely. Well, I know it's always a busy time in Washington, D.C. There are always lots of things happening. What are some of the key items on your plate right now? What issues are you working specifically on?
Well, I'm on the House Appropriations Committee, and I'm on that committee because that's where the government gets funded. And I wanted a front row seat on oversight, watching these government accounts, the management of them, and making sure that the taxpayer dollars were spent wisely. And we just finished a bill here on the floor, and it regarded the Environmental Protection Agency's budget. And we made sure that we withheld funds from one of their rules. It's called the Clean Waters of the United States of America rule, which kind of re-regulated and redefined waters in the United States that could really overreach and affect our agricultural heritage. I don't believe that we need EPA on the farm, watching every bit of the raindrop that falls, and if it gets in a ditch and floods once in a while, we don't need the EPA on the farm trying to regulate our way of life. And so we just need to insert and inject some common sense into the EPA and let them know that we want clean water and clean air, and we are the best stewards of land here in Iowa, and we can do it. We can do it ourselves. You know, we can have our policy differences here and there, but if you look at the headlines these days, it's really about the management of the federal government, whether it's the Veterans Affairs Administration and how they were hiding files of veterans down in Phoenix and putting them in drawers, and some veterans died and didn't get the health care that they needed, or whether it's the rollout of healthcare.gov on the Internet, or we see sometimes the Secret Service, some of their employees outside the country, and they're getting drunk and they're cavorting with prostitutes. I mean, government management and making sure that there's accountability, I'm fighting for that for the taxpayer.
Well, government's not the end-all. It was never meant to be the end-all. It's supposed to be a partnership.
Well, you know, the purpose of government is to protect the American people from evil, and evil being anything, anybody, any entity that's trying to take away our rights and our liberties under the Constitution. And I believe that the government is well-intended in a lot of ways, but I think they try to do too much, and I believe the best decisions are made at the local level, where there's real accountability with our city council, you know, with our county officials and with our state officials. That's where you're going to get the best decisions and the best accountability.
Absolutely. I'm not sure exactly what issues folks are grabbing you and then whispering into your ear when you're back here close by, but I know one that hits everyone, and there was a Supreme Court ruling here just the other day that had to do with the Affordable Care Act, and that had to do with subsidies and whether or not states had set up their own exchanges and what have you. But I know some people were hoping for a ruling that would tear down the Affordable Care Act, and other people were hoping for a ruling that would build it up. Where do you come down on all that? What do you see happening from this point forward?
Well, the Supreme Court announced in its ruling on King versus Burwell that the subsidies and the exchanges, the current law, what they're doing, that it's going to stay, it's going to stick. But that doesn't mean that there's still not problems with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's no secret that there are issues with it, and even the president has changed it on his own, you know, 22 to 25 times and counting. And I'm still hearing from IONs every day that just because of this ruling, it doesn't change the fact that the law has not lived up to its promises of lowering premiums and costs and allowing families to keep their own doctors. So the underlying health care access issue is still an issue out there for folks. And while this may be the law of the land, it is still a flawed law. And I'm working with other folks to try to fix it and replace it with common sense, patient-centered solutions where families, individuals can be empowered with their money to make the best health care decisions for themselves and make sure that patient-doctor relationship, that nobody comes in the middle of it, whether it's an insurance company or the government.
This is one of the issues that husbands and wives sit around the dinner table, perhaps after dinner and the dishes are cleaned, and scratch their heads and look at the checkbook and try to figure things out. I mean, these are important issues to people in their daily lives.
You know, when you're dealing with people's money, especially when the government is intruding into our pocketbooks, you get angry. And then you look around at your family and you have to prioritize. And you make a commitment to live within your own federal budget, within your own personal budget as a family. And then at the same time, the federal government does not. And that aggravates you, too, when the federal government doesn't live within its means. and you have to, and you have to make those tough decisions.
Of course, we could talk about that issue on every level, not just with the Affordable Care Act as well. But, well, I appreciate very much you spending a little bit of time with us here. There's always lots and lots and lots to talk about, so we'll keep tabs. But appreciate the time here today, and hope to see you back here soon.
Well, I'll be I'm looking forward to the 4th of July district work period, where I'll be in the district you know, for over a week. And I just wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And a safe 4th of July, and remember what it's all about.
Excellent. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.